Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop on WNJR 91.7 FM, WNJR.org, on the line with Doug Aldrich from the Dead Daisies. Doug, thank you for joining us today. We certainly have been hearing a lot about the Dead Daisies the last couple years, but for those who have yet to get a chance to see you guys live, tell us what we can expect from the Live and Louder release.
Well, first I want to say, Kara, it's so good to talk to you. It's been a long time, and thanks for having me on the show. It's a really cool show, and we appreciate it. And
sure.
I'm happy to be here. So, Live and Louder is a representation of the band as it stands at this point. We had made the Make Some Noise record about a year ago, and a little over a year ago, and then we started touring, and got tighter and tighter. We did a lot of dates, and eventually the record came out, and we were, crowds were getting bigger, and we decided at some point that we should record it, and just to see what we get. And we recorded at the very end of last year in Germany and Austria and France and Switzerland and a bunch of different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure exactly all the shows in Germany, I think Hamburg, Vienna, Austria, and London were among the shows that were represented on the Live and Louder. And it's just basically, a fun live release of 80s music. And it's, we definitely were tight. We became really tight as the year went on, and we wanted to capture it, and that's what we tried to do.
Well, your music definitely has the feel of more of a classic rock band, and I noticed that you guys are offering a vinyl option with the new release. So I'm guessing you're trying to avoid that compressed sound that comes along today.
Well, it's vinyl is definitely making a comeback. I mean,
yeah.
Now they got vinyl records at Urban Outfitters and all these, they got vinyl again, and they're selling record players now too. Even.
Right.
So that's cool, and it's just a nice thing for the diehard fans to have that, and it does sound really good. I mean, the interesting thing is that the shows were recorded on a digital format, and we try to keep the tones as organic as we can and keep, for example, the drum sounds or the guitar sounds or somebody's voice, you try to capture it as close to what it is as possible. But like you said, by the time a record gets mixed and squeezed down into MP3, it gets a little grainy. So it's nice to have a vinyl that's as close to the real recording as you can get.
Cool. So we saw John last month, and he was hinting about a North American tour, but I see that there still aren't any dates on the official press release for this album. Do you have any updates for us as to when we can expect to see the Dead Daisies live here in the States?
I definitely think they're working on it right now. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but
okay.
They're calling it the Dirty Dozen. I think we're going to do 12 shows in kind of various places in the U.S.
Okay.
We've got a limited amount of time because we're coming off of Europe and Asia, and then we're going to do, I think it's in August, we're going to do the Dirty Dozen tour, and so we'll have 12 shows in the U.S. at that time. Hopefully we'll get near you in Pittsburgh or Ohio.
Okay.
Somewhere, but we'll be doing that, and then shortly after that, I think we're gonna talk about getting together and writing a new record.
Okay, great. Well, we were really sad we missed you guys out on tour with Kiss. So, could you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like?
It was so the Kiss. Pound for pound, I've never seen a better show for a ticket. I mean, that those guys pull out all the stops. They still do. They got the, obviously they have the songs, and but the show is just, it's unbelievable. I've never seen Kiss, and I you know, I've known those guys for a long time. I actually auditioned for them in when Ace left in 1981 or two, whatever it was.
Okay.
I was just a kid. But we, you know, we knew each other, and I still had never seen Kiss till last year.
Wow.
And when I saw them, I was blown away, because they just, I mean, you guys, just look at Paul Stanley for 30 seconds, and you're going to see, you know, 15 classic rock moves that you've never, you know.
Right.
Aside from, he sings great. He's just so, so badass. And Gene's unbelievable. Gene. And Tommy is a great guitar player, and really, you know, obviously I'm a fan. I love the 80s
right.
guitar work too, but Tommy does a killer job. And Eric Singer has been Kiss for probably, you know, he's like, aside from Gene and Paul, maybe the longest member. I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure.
Yeah.
But he's awesome. And they just put on a great show, and they treated us really well. They gave us the full stage and the full lights, whatever we wanted. And it was a pleasure. We had a great time.
Cool. And you guys did the Kiss Cruise with them too, right?
Yes. That was amazing. That was my first time on a cruise ship. I was a little bit nervous about it, because, you know, I didn't, you know, sometimes go on, when I used to be in Deal, we'd go on ferries and stuff in Europe, and I'd kind of get a little seasick, and
right.
I was like, what's this going to be like? But it was awesome. And they have, you know, internet on there and blah, blah, blah. So it's like, it's a cruise ship, and you're out in the middle of the ocean, but you feel like you're just on a floating city somewhere. They got everything. It was great. Kiss, again, was really, really kind to all the bands, and they put on a great cruise. I don't know who's doing it this year with them, but I definitely would recommend it, because it's the Kiss, they do their, they, I don't know if you've ever done the Kiss cruise.
No, I haven't. The only ones we've done rock cruises have been the Monsters of Rock, and we did our first one in 2015, and like you, I was worried I would be seasick, and I got these things called C-bands, and put those around my wrists, and I never had a problem, so we've been cruising like crazy since, because we had such a good experience.
it's awesome. Well, the Kiss is cool, because those guys are on the ship, and they are interactive with the fans all the time. They do an unmasked show on the deck, and then they do two or three theater shows that are, it's, you know, a big theater for a ship that they're on. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's the same one as the Monsters Rock. But it was killer.
Cool.
It was such a great time working with those guys. And I had seen them at some festivals, just not able to watch them play, but it was when I was with Whitesnake, we would do some festivals together, and I always wanted to see them, and man, they've got, it's a great show. It still is.
Cool. Well, I have kind of a strange question for you. I've been following the Dead Daisies on Facebook for a while now, and I love the quotes that whoever is writing comes up with. Do you know who is responsible for those pearls of wisdom that we get every day?
I actually don't. I have no idea. We have a strong team of, you know, we've got a think tank, the Dead Daisies think tank,
okay.
I guess is what we should call them. They're probably tucked away in the mountains of Switzerland somewhere, thinking of these rock and roll quotes and things. Definitely, it's above my head. I would just be like, you know, I would say if it's too loud, you're too old, or whatever,
right.
Something like that.
But right.
They come up with some good ones.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
And they just keep coming, so they're doing a great job with that. If, you know, if anyone who's listening to our show here is not following the Dead Daisies, it's definitely worth checking in with them daily on Facebook.
I'm actually serious. We do have a great team that does the social media. And we've got a photographer that's with us full time, who's always documenting stuff and throwing it up online. So if you stay in touch with deaddaisies.com on Facebook, there's definitely some, as we are gearing up for they continually have stuff happening, but as we're gearing up for the tour, they're going to document every minute from, it's so funny, you know, we get out of, we'll fly across the country or across the world or whatever and get out of the plane, get out of the airport, we're all, you know, tired and beat up, and there's the camera in your face. Hey guys, let's do a live Facebook, you know. But it's really, for the fans, it's really good, and it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fun to follow you guys, so I had to ask about that. Unless there's anything else you'd like to share with us today, Doug, I'm going to wrap up the interview. You know, we're looking forward to the release of the new live album on May 19th, and we thank you so much for joining us here on the Pure Rock Shop.
Well, I really appreciate it, Kara, and thanks for what you do to keep our music alive. Our music being rock, you know.
Sure.
And we're really excited about the Live and Louder record because we were playing really good last year. I hope that we can sound that good this year, but we will get there. But we were definitely tight. We spent a lot of time together, and we're very happy and proud of the record. And it's a good. I mean, it's like the records that we liked when we grew up, like UFO, Strangers of the Night, or Live and Dangerous by Lizzy, or the Deep Purple, Kiss Alive, Aerosmith Live Blue. Like, we wanted that kind of vibe for Live and Louder, and I think we did good.
Great. Well, thanks again, Doug, for joining us on WNJR 91.7 FM.